mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza.
All right, okay. Welcome to Super Rich God, the voice of God. Of course, I want to greet you, first one to greet you again, a Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Christmas season again, and we are celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today, our message title, Are All My Sins, Past, Present, and Future, Forgiven? Are you asking yourself about that? Again, the title for today is, Are All My Sins, Past, Present, and Future, Forgiven? Hallelujah! So, forgiveness is something we already have. Amen? The question is, I believe the gospel. I believe the good news. Some say it's not really so good, but actually, the good news is the gospel of God. And when you say good news, it's really a super, super natural, amazing good news. I believe the gospel. Does that mean all my sins, past, present, and future are forgiven? To help clarify this answer, let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 1, hallelujah, verse 3 to 14. Are you still there? The rich, you know, the scripture is so rich. Amen? So, you probably have a friend or family members who has told the same story dozens of times. But somehow, each time, you are still interested in hearing it. Stories that have this kind of staying power are not simply entertaining. They are instructive. They are about the past, but affect the present, and might even point the way to a future. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 14. It is a particularly rich way of telling the story of Scripture. And Paul's excitement is such that the original passage is one long, breathless sentence. The flow of his thought goes from past to present to future. Hallelujah. Do we have any English teacher or professor here watching? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. It's predetermined. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of His glory. Amen. Believers identify with Christ. Are you a believer? Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So as believers, forgiveness is something we already have. Hallelujah. Next, Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, that believers are buried with Him, with Christ, in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. Paul continues in Colossians 2:13, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Not some, all trespasses. Similarly, Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man, our sin, hallelujah, our sin nature was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Our sin nature is nailed to the cross along with all our sin, past, present, and future. In the next verse, Romans 6:7, Paul make it clear that only those who identify or believe the gospel with Christ's death are freed from sin. All sin. For he, the believer, who has died, has been freed from sin. Because of our faith in the gospel, we identify with Christ and He forgive us of all our sins. And because He lives, we live with Him. Praise the Lord. By the way, before we continue, let us pray together. Our beloved Abba Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence, O Lord. Today, Lord, you are doing great things again for all your people, for all your children. Let them open their spiritual understanding, open their spiritual eyes to let them understand the message from you directly. Lord, touch everyone's heart. Let everyone be enlightened with a genuinely good news to the people. Lord, we have so many questions up to this moment and up to so many generations had passed. People are still confused. And they will justify that, yes, we are saved, but people are normal to be sinning. Oh, it's not a real good news. The real good news, it's really a supernatural good news. Today, Lord, touch everyone. Enlighten every believer right now. And bless many unbeliever to come to know you, that you are a loving God, that nothing can separate us, not even angels, not even its principalities, not even the present and the future, not even the power of hell can ever separate us from the love of God. Lord, today, bless everyone that as they watch this message, as we end the message, as we pray, many unbelievers will come and surrender their life to you. Thank you, Lord, for a great awakening. Thank you for answering our prayer. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Shout hallelujah. By the way, especially all of us, when reading a passage in the Bible, it is always important to be aware of the grammar in context. Hello, is there any English professor there? When it comes to salvation passages, the grammar is always past perfect tense. Had, has, have been. The past perfect tense indicate that an action was completed, finished, or perfected at some point in the past before something else happened. Shout hallelujah! Christ died for all mankind's sin once. Amen? In Hebrews 10:12, Paul make it clear that Christ died once for all the sin in the world. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. The cross was at one time a bend. Is it very clear for you? The sin dilemma was dealt with at the cross. All of mankind's sin was forgiven because of the word of the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Shout hallelujah. Amen. Today, Christ sit at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Psalm 110 verse 1. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. Psalm 110 verse 1. New King James Version. All Bible quoted here are all New King James Version. Christ doesn't jump down to earth, hook back on this cross, repeating the process every time someone believe the gospel. No way. Christ's word is done. Mankind's salvation is based on that one-time event. And whether or not they believe it, choice, the gospel, hallelujah, in 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you receive and in which you stand, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain, for I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture." Is it very clear, my brother and sister. Forgiving one another. The content and context of the passages covered clearly demonstrate that all who believe the gospel are forgiven of all their sins. Past, present, and future. The fact that we have been forgiven of all our sin is established in other verses that encourage us to forgive others. For example, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul writes that we should be bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you. So you also must do. Amen. Also in Ephesians 4:32, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Being in Christ, we died with Him, buried with Him, have risen from the dead with Him, and have been forgiven of all our sins. I want to tell you some scripture that God Himself will speak to you. Here in Romans 8:24-25, even in the entire Bible, this is Paul saying, don't expect that this message is said to you now. It is done 2,000 years ago during the Jesus time, during our Lord Jesus time. It said here in Romans 8:24-25, we were saved to have this hope. If we can see what we are waiting for, that is not really hope. People don't hope for something they already have. Will you still be hoping for something you already see? But we are hoping for something we don't have yet. Because that time, they don't have that many people. They are ignoring God. They don't want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Up to this moment, they're still waiting for the Messiah to come. But we are hoping for something we don't have yet, and we are waiting for it patiently. Again, when this passage is read, it is during 2,000 years ago, during our Lord Jesus Christ's time, during the Romans' time. Amen? So, the question is, during the time Paul is saying this, are we still hoping for something we already see? We have seen our Lord Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross. To ransom, as a ransom for our sin. And after He died, after 3 days, He rose again. Why? Because God knows we cannot save ourselves. So He died. He gave His life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's why we need to believe. We need to accept Him. I remember I'm telling you again one more time, knowing God is different from knowing about God. When I'm telling you something today, you are just knowing things about God. But after knowing it, you need to know God more. You need to believe Him and receive Him as your personal Savior and Lord. Amen? Shout hallelujah. During the Romans time, in Romans 8:24-25, God forgive those past sin of the Jews. Amen? And during His time, Many believe, many don't believe him, Jesus. Those who believe, he saved them and forgive their sin during that present time, 2,000 years ago. And the future sin include all of us. We are not yet born on earth. God already paid the price to forgive us our sin. That's why anytime somebody come to you, he say, Pastor, you know, I killed so many people already. I molested many women. You know, I have done a lot of bad things. Can God still forgive me? Yes. Just repent and ask God to forgive you and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He will forgive you. Maybe today somebody is watching. You just clearly understand the good news very clearly at this moment. You just, later we will pray. And you just follow me in your prayer and ask God to forgive all your sin. And that is a future sin. Because before you were born, God already paid the price for your future sin. Most of us, all we have done is future sin. Hello. Shout hallelujah. So, if you repent today, God is just and He will forgive all your unrighteousness. Amen. Shout hallelujah. So, are we still hoping for something we already know? No. But wait a minute, Bishop Carding. But we are hoping for some other thing. Well, you need to read the whole Romans chapter 8. But yes, but we need to still hope for something. Yes, you're hoping for a good life? Yes, of course. I know what is in your mind. You're hoping for the second coming of God. For what? Let me read this verse and then we will pray. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. You know, I don't want to read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Because the Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 said, it is once appointed for man to die, and then judgment. It is not for us believer. You already accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He has forgiven all your sin. Hello. Again, in reading the Bible, especially salvation, you need to see the past perfect tense. Amen? Had, has, have been. Hello. Amen. So here, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. This is the answer for what you are saying you are hoping for. But when we die, this is for us, believer. But when we die, we will be face to face with Christ. The one who experienced death once for all to bear the sins of many. Amen? And now to those who eagerly await Him. We are those who eagerly awaiting the second coming of God. He will appear a second time, not to deal with your sin. Hello? But to bring us the fullness of salvation. It is a big bang, a big celebration. Oh, how I wish Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, will come right now at this moment, while we are still here on earth, and celebrate, dancing in the street, celebrate the coming of our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My brother and sister, it's up to you. Again, our title for today is, Are All My Sins, Past, Present, and Future, Forgiven? It's up to you to answer that for yourself. Amen. But if you really are thirsty, you are spiritually hungry, and you are teachable, hallelujah, my brother, let the Spirit of God touch you, and let you experience the real, genuine good news of God. Our God is a victorious God. We are an overcomer. And overcomer, we are born champion. And we should celebrate the good news of God. Hello. And I always say that many Christians are still prisoner of hope. Hello. Living a miserable life, defeated, discouraged, but the good news is Jesus is our victory. Jesus is our victorious God. Amen. Shout hallelujah. We will pray together. Yes, this is your first time to understand clearly about the good news of God. And just now, you want Bishop Ricardo, I want to pray and to follow and pray with you. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. God's word, before we pray, I want to say this word. God's word is definitive on the matter of forgiveness of sins. The moment a person believes the gospel, all their sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not to deceive anybody. This is not for the purpose of distracting or making another way of salvation. This is the genuine good news of God. The Word of God will speak for Himself. And let us humble ourselves and repent and ask God to forgive us of all our wrong teaching. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Yes, you can bow down together with me. You're a long-time Christian, but you are a prisoner of hope. Up to now, you're still hoping for your pardon. You're still hoping inside the jail. You're hoping that one day you will come out. No, my brother, the good news, you are no longer a prisoner of hope because Jesus is alive. Abba, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, thank you for a brand new revelation. Thank you for understanding your word. Thank you for blessing each and everyone here. Today, for those who don't know Christ yet, please pray after me, follow after me. Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for me. I no longer hoping because I know you had done it 2,000 years ago. And I open my heart right now. I repent for all the wrong things I have done against you. Forgive me all my sin. Lord, thank you. Thank you for dying for my sin 2,000 years ago. Thank you for paying all my past, present, and future sin. Today, I open my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for a new life and a new day. Thank you for my everlasting life. Thank you for all the blessing that you had promised me. Thank you for setting all the people free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo.